The Murdoch Theater is showing a documentary that was featured on last week's Talk of the Nation Science Friday. The movie is called Chasing Ice, and it follows the efforts of photographer James Balog to use time-lapse photography to conduct what he calls the Extreme Ice Survey, documenting the effects of climate change on glaciers around the world. The visual results of his work are eye-opening and kind of devastating, and they've earned the movie a spot on this year's shortlist for Best Documentary at the Academy Awards. Chasing Ice plays at the Murdoch this Friday at 7:15 and Saturday at 4:45. Another documentary at the Murdoch next week follows author Tom Wolfe as he conducts research in Miami, Florida for his most recent novel, Back to Blood. The movie, appropriately titled Tom Wolfe Gets Back to Blood, offers a very rare look into Wolfe's creative process and plays on the 13th and the 15th at the Murdoch. And for those of you near Salina or willing to take a little trip that way, the Salina Art Center is showing the drama A Late Quartet. It features indie stalwarts Philip Seymour Hoffman and Katherine Keener, and stars Christopher Walken as a cellist who is in the early stages of Parkinson's disease. The movie shows Walken and the others as they rehearse and perform in their world-famous string quartet, all while Walken is dealing with the early effects of Parkinson's. And Roger Ebert, who has high praise for the movie, says that it's a reminder that Walken, despite the cartoonish characters he often plays, can be a deep and subtle actor. A Late Quartet starts Friday and runs for a week at the Salina Arts Center. Next time, we'll look at a Christmas movie or two playing in the area. And as always, you can find information on any of the movies mentioned here, including trailers and showtimes, on the Indie Films page of our website, kmuw.org. For KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.